From Sundress Media Productions, this is Spectrum 360. Welcome. Your Spectrum 360 host is Mark Skogman. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. and online anytime via podcast. Thank you for listening for the next hour. Spectrum 360 is progressive and features political talk and humor and also the arts and popular culture. Spectrum 360 starts right now. Let's get to work.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Any one of you who feels cynical, just consider where we have been.
You want the truth, you should seek it out for yourself. That's what they're afraid of. You.
This is information the world needs to know.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Thank you. Bless you. This is the end of the meeting. It's the beginning of the movement. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
That's right, folks. Don't touch that dial.
Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360.
With the sun, white sand beaches, palm trees, surf, and pina coladas in the tropical, beautiful Tampa Bay area in the state of Florida on the eastern coast of the Gulf of Mexico. This is the radio program Spectrum 364. Monday, the 22nd of January, 2018. Welcome. I'm your Spectrum 360 host, Mark Skogman.
And greetings to our listeners in Tampa Bay, Florida, and the United States. I'm co-producer and co-host TK Weeks.
Spectrum 360 is copyright 2018 by Mark Skogman. Copying and sharing the Spectrum 360 podcast for personal use is authorized and encouraged. On Spectrum 360, this edition for Monday, the 22nd of January, 2018. Focus of this program is politics, both local and national. Oh, and do we have a local politics focus on the program tonight? Segment one, live in studio and recorded. The news summary from the last week since the last Spectrum 360 radio program. We're going to omit This Week in History because we have so much to cover on this program. We'll concentrate on the news summary, and it will be brief and more general in nature than it normally is. And then, segment two, live in studio, the future events calendar hosted by program co-host TK Weeks. She does a fine job every week with the future events calendar. And as we get farther into the new year, there are more and more events that we need to be talking about and covering, so we will be doing exactly that with co-host TK Weeks. Did I mention she's also the co-producer of this program? Not just the associate producer, she's the co-producer, if she'll get off her phone and pay attention to her own radio program. Oh, and thumb the nose at the executive producer, thinks she can get away with that. And you know what? She just did. So, I guess I'm looking like a chump. And then segment three, recorded the weekly Jim Hightower commentary for this edition of Spectrum 360.
What do taxpayer giveaways to big corporations really cost us? I'll tell you today on Hightower's Radio Lowdown.
The Jim Hightower commentary, and of course, it's always good. And we're also just going to briefly mention our experience with seeing the new film, The Post. We'll have a more formal review of the film next week. I just want to do a brief mention of it at some point in the program, and it has a tie-in to what we did yesterday. And then segment four, a Spectrum 360 report and Spectrum 360 coverage of the Women's March event yesterday. The Women's March, St. Petersburg, Pinellas, and Florida conducted an event yesterday, just yesterday, about 24 hours ago. On Sunday, the 21st of January, 2018, in Williams Park, St. Petersburg, Florida was the Women's Day of Action. Hundreds of people in the park, many speakers, lots of action. We're going to have exclusive coverage of that on this week's Spectrum 360. I am the only videographer and still photographer in the entire Tampa Bay area that stayed for the entire four-hour-plus event in Williams Park for the Women's March. Yes, we have
Spectrum. We've got it all.
We've got it all. And I was there for every single minute of it. I almost didn't make it, but I did it. So we've got exclusive video we'll be posting over the next 1 to 2 days. We've got exclusive audio, and we've got exclusive still photographs that we've already started to post. But tonight, what we're going to start with is the Women's March event in 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Just a sound montage for our listening audience. And then after that, we will play speech segments from the Women's March. We will start with Ray Claire Johnson with American Promise of Tampa Bay, and probably the most important speech that happened at the four-hour event yesterday. Ray Claire Johnson will feature her as the first speaker from the Women's March. And then after that, a new St. Petersburg City Council member that was just elected just this last November in the latest election, Gina Driscoll. And then also current city councilwoman from St. Petersburg and a longtime politico in St. Petersburg and Pinellas County, Darden Rice, will feature a speech from her as well. And then we'll wrap up the second half of the program with our Women's March coverage with a speech by current mayor of St. Petersburg, Rick Kreisman. So the ladies will go first since it's the Women's March, right? And we'll have the male member of this coverage go last. And Mayor Rick Kreisman will be introduced by Maria Jose, who was the Master of Ceremonies for yesterday's event. Maria Jose Chapo. She has some important information, and she will introduce the Rick Kreisman speech. So that's what's going to happen on the last half of the program. Segment four, it's all Women's March coverage tonight. Exclusive coverage from Spectrum 360. You'll find all or most of this coverage nowhere else. And we'll have the webcast of this program posted as soon as we can, because this is hot coverage and there's a lot of people waiting for it. So we'll be broadcasting tonight, put up the webcast, and you'll see a number of videos and hundreds of still photographs from that event posted over the next 24 to 48 hours. So let's take care of a little bit of business, and then we'll start with segment one and the news summary. Thank you for listening so much. Appreciate it. We love our Spectrum 360 listeners. And I just want to start the rest of the program with a little bit of music. And I want to dedicate it to all the dedicated women yesterday, all 600 plus of them that were in the park with this segment of this song. It's called Volunteers. Yeah, Volunteers.
Need an antidote to the progressive blues? Want some good news about how grassroots folks are rebelling against the corporate powers and winning? Well, here's an easy-to-swallow pill for you, the Hightower Lowdown. Hightower's monthly newsletter will give you the lowdown, even as it lifts you up. It's 4 pages a month, jam-packed with facts you can use, actions you can take, and Jim's own Texas humor, all for only $15 a year. To become a lowdowner, go to hightowerlowdown.org.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Web on Saturday afternoons, because it just got a whole lot better. Instead of giving you 1 hour to talk sports, we give you two. The most entertaining sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area, the Sports Web, is going 2 hours on Saturday afternoons on the Tan Talk Sports Network, WTAN, 1340 AM. Bring your passion, bring your excitement, just don't bring any nonsense. Hosted by Peter Blake and Sean the Sports Don every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 PM on the Tan Talk Sports Network.
Hi, this is Bruce Wright and
Jorge Angulo
with Revolutionary Road Radio Show on the Tantalk Network, and we're on Monday nights at 10 p.m., and we just want to let you know about a drive we're doing to support orphaned girls in Sierra Leone and the refuges work with the homeless. You can support this effort by going to paypal.me/therefugefl or call 727-278-1547. Sponsored in part by St. Petersburg Community Acupuncture and
Angulo Law Office.
He's brought us to the brink of nuclear war, accused of obstructing justice at the FBI and of violating the Constitution by taking money from foreign governments and threatening to shut down news organizations that report the truth. If that isn't a case for impeaching and removing a dangerous president, then what has our government become? I'm Tom Steyer, and like you, I'm a citizen who knows it's up to us to do something. It's why I'm funding this effort to raise our voices together and demand that elected officials take a stand on impeachment. A Republican Congress once impeached a president for far less. Yet today, people in Congress and his own administration know that this president is a clear and present danger, who's mentally unstable and armed with nuclear weapons. And they do nothing. Join us and tell your member of Congress that they have a moral responsibility to stop doing what's political and start doing what's right. Our country depends on it.
Did you know that this program is broadcast on five stations?
Really?
In the Tampa Bay area? Yes, really. It's actually been happening for over a year. I just want to remind people, 3 a.m. and 2 FM stations. So you can listen to a number of different ways. Check out the Facebook website for Spectrum 360 radio program. It'll tell you all about it. A deal? Remember, like Spectrum 360 on Facebook at Spectrum 360 radio program. And of course, listen to the Spectrum 360 webcast now on Spectrum360media.com. Listen to all the latest webcasts that are being posted there consistently now. The older programs are still available on SoundCloud or Internet Radio Pros. So please listen to the webcast. We're going to have the webcast of this particular program up about as fast as we've ever done it. Within about 24 hours of the end of this program, we're going to have that up for your listening pleasure. Okay, let's get to segment one, and that would be the news summary. And this is going to be a relatively brief news summary, and we're going to feature a Spectrum 360 report on the federal government closure or shutdown, as it was called. And I just want to briefly race through a brief summary of what Spectrum 360 has done over the last few days and what we've experienced. I want to put in the news summary. Just last night, we saw the new film, The Post, starring Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, Bob Odenkirk, and who else, TK? Who else is in that film?
Some other people from Breaking Bad. I can't remember their names.
Oh, Todd.
Todd from Breaking Bad.
That was his character's name.
And so was Gale.
Yes, yeah, Gale Bettiker, that was his character's name. Boy, they had a bunch of people, three people from the Breaking Bad television series that was in this film. And there was also, it appeared to be, children of Steven Spielberg, because there was a bunch of Spielbergs as extras in this film. It was very interesting. It's really good. It's the true story of the publication of the Pentagon Papers by the Washington Post, their competition with the New York Times, and also the courageous stand that Katharine Graham took, who was the owner and publisher of the Washington Post at the time, at a time when there was a rather precarious financial situation for the newspaper, and it took courage. So all you women that was energized yesterday by the Women's March, this is an important film for you to go to see. Go see a powerful woman at work who made a difference in our country in the 70s, right before a president was impeached and forced out of office. Sound familiar, sir? Scenario? Go see the film. It's excellent. We'll have a full review of it next week. And of course, yesterday as well was the Women's March Florida, St. Petersburg, Pinellas County Women's Day of Action event. There was a short march from around the Mirror Lake area in from west of downtown St. Petersburg up to Williams Park. And then it was a four-hour stage event, count of 4 hours, where there were speakers, musicians, the community chorus, and the women's marchers took the stage and did chants. We'll have brief excerpts of that when we start the Women's March coverage in the second half of the program. We've got 2 minutes and 20 seconds of just a montage of the sounds of the day, and then the speeches that I've already outlined, of course. So that all happened yesterday. Very inspiring. 4 hours worth. I was the only videographer and the only still photographer that was there for all 4 hours. That's just the way I do things. So we've got really superior coverage of the Women's March on this program. Did I mention that I have a female co-host and she will shoot me if I don't do a really good job with this? And so that was yesterday. And of course, over the weekend, starting right after midnight, Friday night, Saturday morning, was the federal government shutdown as Congress could not agree to funding with the president. And that lasted until late today when they started to vote on a resolution that's going to keep the government funded and open until February 8th, which is the day that the Winter Olympics starts.
So I guess maybe everybody will be looking the other way.
Yeah, it's probably just coincidence. And that's been dominating the news over the last few days, the imminent shutdown and then the shutdown itself. And comments by Donald Trump, the famous S-hole comments that I don't want to go into because we don't use that type of language on this program. I don't care if it's late or night or not. I just don't use that kind of language on this radio program. Are there any other things that you want to add to the news summary, TK Weeks, before you do your Spectrum 360 special report?
No, I don't think so. I'm just going to say before I do my little special report, it's breaking news. So I'm going to be editing and revising my story on the air tonight.
Yes, we keep this so up to date. Sometimes we're writing news coffee during the program. And that's not particularly unusual because we do try to keep this program very, very current. So let's get right to the special report that TK Weeks has as part of the news summary for this week. And this is on the government shutdown. And TK Weeks, go ahead and do your summary.
Yes, as Mark said, the government is back in business. Both houses of Congress have now voted to end the shutdown and fund the government at least through February 8th. Since I wrote this story, the Senate had only voted on the bill, but now the House has also voted on it. And as many of our listeners know, the government shutdown began last week when the Democrats demanded action on the young immigrants known as Dreamers who were brought to this country illegally as children. They said they were not going to vote on a budget until some action was taken on that issue. But after the 3 days, the Democrats did turn out to be the first ones to blink. And they passed the Senate was the first house to pass a measure to fund the government for the next 3 weeks. They did that in exchange for a verbal pledge from Majority Leader Mitch McConnell that the Senate Republicans would allow separate discussions later on how to protect the Dreamers. Many Senate Democrats were touting the progress made and celebrating that the government was going to be open for business again. But there were not everybody was happy about it. In fact, Senator Kamala Harris said went on Twitter saying that the majority leader's comments fell far short of the ironclad guarantee I needed to support a stopgap spending bill. I refuse to put the lives of nearly 700,000 young people in the hands of someone who has repeatedly gone back on his word. So not everybody happy about it. A lot of House Democrats were furious. They accused the Senate counterparts of caving under pressure and noted that there was no assurance that the immigration bill that makes it out of the Senate would even be considered by the House. Representative Luis Gutierrez, Democrat of Illinois, stated that, "I do not see how a vague promise from Senate Majority Leader about a vague policy to be voted on in the future helps the Dreamers or maximizes leverage the Democrats and American people have over the Republicans right now. This simply kicks the can down the road with no assurance that we will protect Dreamers from deportation or fight Republican attempts to curtail or eliminate legal immigration." For most of this whole 3-day shutdown period, the House Dems have been pushing the message that they wanted even more than DACA, even more than DACA was at stake. Nancy Pelosi held back-to-back press conferences Sunday and Monday, saying that her caucus was demanding not only protection for DACA recipients, but also a promise that the long-term spending caps currently being negotiated would have equal increases for military and domestic budget, increases the pay of disaster relief for Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, and California. And the bill didn't include any of these provisions. The Congressional Black Caucus held a press conference today saying that they weren't going to vote for this joke of a continuing resolution. They pointed to its lack of funding for community health centers, disaster aid, and response to the opioid epidemic. Nonetheless, apparently the House did vote for it later today, despite the reservations of many. Democrats in the Senate who backed the spending bill defended their position. They said the agreement reached with McConnell was the best deal they could get. The U.S. Senate can only do what the U.S. Senate can do, said Gary Peters, Senator for Democrat from Mississippi. The House and the President will do what they do, but if we come out with a bipartisan bill out of the Senate, that speaks volumes. He does not think that if they'd held out any longer, they would have gotten a better deal. He says, in my experience, the longer a shutdown lasts, the more entrenched people become, and harder it is to do even the easy things. Well, progressive groups are having none of this. Any plan to protect dreamers that relies on the word of serial liars like Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, or Donald Trump is doomed to fail, said Murshed Zahid. He's a political director of Credo. And it is true that Mitch McConnell has proved to be quite a shrewd tactician and an unreliable dealmaker in the past. Just ask Senator Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine. She's still waiting for the fixes to Obamacare that she was promised in return for her yes vote on the new tax plan. So what's going to happen next? I don't know. We've got government running through the 8th of February now. Will McConnell keep his promise, bring a bill on DACA? Will the hardline anti-immigrationists in the House bring their own draconian bill on the other side? What will the White House do? Stay tuned. Right now, the future is still uncertain, and the lives and livelihoods of federal employees, dreamers, and in fact, all U.S. citizens are still hanging in the balance.
Co-host T.K. Weeks, thank you for that illuminating special report on the federal government shutdown.
Illuminating and not very illuminating situation.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
Whoa, go with me now.
And now let's get to the future events calendar with co-host TK Weeks so we can get that done and get to our other coverage. Co-host TK Weeks, take it away with the future events calendar.
Okay, happy Roe versus Wade Day, everybody. That is today's anniversary of that landmark decision. Tomorrow, Tuesday, January 23rd at 6:30 p.m. at the Seminole Heights Branch Library, 4711 North Central Avenue in Tampa, it's time to rise up and resist for workers' rights. Florida Fight for 15 is hosting a meeting to discuss how union rights and living wages can improve the community. This is going to be their first meeting of the new year, and they plan to build on the victories in Alabama and Virginia and work to create a state where everyone can prosper. Over in Pinellas County tomorrow, January 23rd at 7 p.m. at Democratic Headquarters, 2250 First Avenue North in St. Pete, the Pinellas County Democratic Caucus is having their monthly meeting. They'll be planning their upcoming year, filling committees, and charting their course forward in 2018. Wednesday, January 24th at 6:30 p.m. at MPATH, 3050 First Avenue South in St. Pete, the League of Women Voters Immigration Action Group is hosting American Dreamers. 1.9 million young adults and millennials were brought to this country as children and have only known life here in the U.S. Over 700,000 of them are temporarily protected by DACA. They all face deportation unless Congress acts. Come learn more about who these dreamers are, why their status is in jeopardy, and what you can do to help. Thursday, January 25th at 7 p.m. at the Seminole Heights Branch Library, 4711 North Central Avenue in Tampa. The Democratic Progressive Caucus of Tampa Bay is having their monthly meeting. They're going to shift their focus to their primary mission, which is getting progressive candidates elected. Also, Thursday, January 25th at 6 p.m. at the Organized Florida office, that's at 3105 West Waters Avenue, number 107 in Tampa, the Climate Justice League is having their kickoff. You are invited to come and help them kick off their campaigns for 2018, which are the Ready for 100% Clean Energy campaign, Floridians Against Fracking, and Building Resilient Communities Against Disasters. Food and drink will be provided. Another for Thursday, January 25th at 6 p.m. at the Seminole Campus Conference Center of St. Petersburg College. This is 9200 113th Street North in Seminole. Full of hate, the toll of violent extremism. Hate groups are on the rise, as is the violence their members generate. Since violent marches in Charlottesville, white nationalism, neo-Nazis, and sovereign militias have moved out of the shadows and start spewing messages of hate on the street, in mass media, on the internet. Why do people join these violent hate groups, and how do they affect American politics? How do they impact the lives of those they hate? Come and learn about the journey of a former violent far-right extremist and hear from a distinguished panel representing minority groups as they explore these questions in depth. This event is hosted by the SPC Institute for Strategic Policy Solutions. Friday, January 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the Allendale United Methodist Church, 3803 Haynes Road in St. Pete. There's going to be a really interesting media panel. Challenges for the Media, the Impact of Social Media and State of Public Trust in the Media Today. It's moderated by the Poynter Institute and features panelists, NPR TV critic and former Tampa Bay Times writer Eric Deggans, Tampa Bay Times political editor Adam Smith, and Tampa Bay Times senior news researcher Karen Baird. Please RSVP, although the program is free, they want to get an idea of how many people will be there. You can go to the Facebook page, Media Panel Moderated by the Poynter Institute is the name of the event page for that. To get information, it's sponsored by Fired Up Millis, the Allendale United Methodist Church, the Leif Nissen Foundation Lecture Series, and the League of Women Voters. Finally, on Saturday, January 27th, at the Wheaton Island Preserve, 1800 Wheaton Island Drive Northeast in St. Pete, there's going to be a guest lecture from Monica Wilson. Dr. Wilson from the Gulf of Mexico Research Institute will present information on the latest oil spill science and how oil spills affect the Tampa Bay area and Florida. She works with the Florida Sea Grant in St. Petersburg as a member of the Gulf of Mexico Research Initiative. Should be a very interesting talk. Finally, I have a legislative alert for you. The Florida legislature is scheduled to vote on the union-busting bill, House Bill 25, this Thursday. This would require all public unions with, I believe it's less than 50% members to recertify. It's designed to kill public employee unions in Florida. Call your representatives. Vote scheduled Thursday. We need your help to protect unions in Florida. Thank you.
Co-host TK Weeks with the Future Events Calendar. She always does a fine job with that. I find out a lot about events from listening to my own program, which means she's doing a very good job with that segment. Thank you once again. So let's go to the Jim Hightower commentary.
Governors and mayors insist that giving our tax dollars to corporations to lure them to move to our cities is good public policy because the corporations create jobs, those workers pay taxes, and voila, the corporate giveaway pays for itself. Really? No. Good Jobs First tracked the 386 incentive deals since 1976 that gave at least $50 million to a corporation. Then it tallied the number of jobs created. The average cost per job was $658,000 each. That's far more than cities and states can recover through sales, property, income, and all other taxes those job holders would pay in their lifetimes. The rosy job creation claims by dealmakers also tend to be bogus, for they don't subtract the number of jobs lost as a result of these deals. Amazon, for example, has leaned on officials in every major metro area to subsidize its creation of a nationwide network of warehouses, data centers, and other facilities. In a 2016 report titled Amazon's Stranglehold, the Institute for Local Self-Reliance found that more than half of Amazon's facilities had been built with government subsidies. And Good Jobs First found that since 2005, Amazon has received more than $1 billion from taxpayers to build their private business. Each handout was made in the name of local workers. And yes, Amazon does employ thousands. But the subsidies enable the retail giant to undercut local unsubsidized competitors, driving them out of business and causing devastating job losses that greatly outnumber jobs gained. Indeed, while Amazon employs 146,000 people, it has eliminated some 295,000 jobs. This is Jim Hightower saying, check it out at ilsr.org/Amazon-stranglehold.
Need an antidote to the progressive blues? Want some good news about how grassroots folks are rebelling against the corporate powers and winning? Well, here's an easy-to-swallow pill for you, the Hightower Lowdown. Hightower's monthly newsletter will give you the lowdown, even as it lifts you up. It's 4 pages a month, jam-packed with facts you can use, actions you can take, and Jim's own Texas humor, all for only $15 a year. To become a lowdowner, go to HightowerLowdown.org.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Web on Saturday afternoons because it just got a whole lot better. Instead of giving you 1 hour to talk sports, we give you two. The most entertaining sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area, the Sports Web, is going 2 hours on Saturday afternoons on the Tan Talk Sports Network, WTAN, 1340 AM. Bring your passion, bring your excitement, just don't bring any nonsense. Hosted by Peter Blake and Sean the Sports Don every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m. on the Tan Talk Sports Network.
Hi, this is Bruce Wright and
Jorge Angulo
with Revolutionary Road Radio Show on the Tan Talk Network, and we're on Monday nights at 10 p.m., and we just want to let you know about a drive we're doing to support orphaned girls in Sierra Leone and the refuges work with the homeless. You can support this effort by going to paypal.me/therefugefl or call 727-278-1547. Sponsored in part by St. Petersburg Community Acupuncture and
Angulo Law Office.
He's brought us to the brink of nuclear war, accused of obstructing justice at the FBI and of violating the Constitution by taking money from foreign governments and threatening to shut down news organizations that report the truth. If that isn't a case for impeaching and removing a dangerous president, then what has our government become? I'm Tom Steyer, and like you, I'm a citizen who knows it's up to us to do something. It's why I'm funding this effort to raise our voices together and demand that elected officials take a stand on impeachment. A Republican Congress once impeached a president for far less. Yet today, people in Congress and his own administration know that this president is a clear and present danger, who's mentally unstable and armed with nuclear weapons. And they do nothing. Join us and tell your member of Congress that they have a moral responsibility to stop doing what's political and start doing what's right. Our country depends on it.
Spectrum 360. Okay, let's get started on our segment four, and that is the coverage of the Women's March. Florida, St. Petersburg, Pinellas County, the Women's Day of Action event yesterday, which was a march and a rally. And quite a long rally at that. I was there for all 4 hours, so I know. I was the only media person that was there for the whole event. So take it from me, I've got the best coverage because I put in the work. Let's start with just what I'm calling the Women's Day of Action in 2 minutes and 20 seconds. This is a general audio montage of what happened yesterday. Enjoy, and we'll be back with more specific speeches after a couple of minutes of just the general sounds of the march yesterday.
It starts right here, and the time is now. I have so much gratitude for the activists that were doing the work before this movement began while I was in yoga class. These issues didn't start last year with the election. The fight has always been here. The activists that are in this park today, in the activist village, were marching and showing up before this movement, and it is our duty to join them now.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
All right, give yourselves a round of applause. You're ready. You're ready.
So, folks, one of the things I want to say thank you to is the men that show up for this movement.
We'll unite, we will rise, we'll move forward with justice in our eyes. We'll stand tall, we will speak, we won't stop until we gain what we see.
All right, give it up for the community chorus.
One, two, one, two.
I'm so glad I
And I want to point out that my co-host, TK Weeks, and co-producer of this program was in the park every bit as long as I was. I want to give her full credit of that. I made it sound like it was just me. No, it was her, too. We work as a team.
Thank you.
And she's a very great team leader. Any comments on that first sound segment from the Women's March?
That was a great little montage to give people a feeling of everything that went on yesterday.
Yes, I thought so. That's why I produced it. It's a lot of work to do that, by the way. Going through 4 hours of video and picking out 2 minutes and 20 seconds of audio. Believe me, you have to be very ruthless when you produce something like that. Okay, now we're going to go to the first speech from the Women's March, and this is Ray Claire Johnson with American Promise, a nonpartisan organization working on ending the unconstitutional Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court and other issues. Ray Claire Johnson in her own words.
Say that one more time.
I love your music.
We got a good soundtrack. Give it up to our sound men, yes? People controlling the sound, the music. Fire! Okay, so this lovely lady next to me, this young, amazing woman, is from the American Promise of Tampa Bay. American Promise Tampa Bay is working for an amendment to defend our democracy. Ray Claire Johnson, you may have the mic.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming out today. I want to share something with you that most Americans are totally unaware of, and all the things that have been talked about today are, yes, very, very important. But President Trump is not our biggest problem, believe it or not. Our biggest problem is this. In 1971, a gentleman named Lewis Powell was asked to become a Supreme Court judge, and he said no. In 1972, he wrote a memo to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce outlining what the corporate America had to do to take control of America and the governing of our country. In 1973, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce organized a group called ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council. And Mr. Powell, who is attorney for P. Lorillard and Philip Morris, and the chamber became a Supreme Court judge. And ALEC took his memo, and they refined it and financed it, and we have been fighting that, and that is the undercurrent in our country. What they've done is they have basically bought politicians or funded them into office so that they could further the Powell U.S. Chamber of Commerce agenda. Now, why is this so scary? You see who runs our state and national Congress, their legislative bodies. 4 years ago, they started a new group. It's called ACE. And as a citizen, every one of you should go home and Google these two organizations, ALEC and ACE. ACE is the American City and County Exchange. And they have charged the Chamber of Commerce groups to go back to their communities and start PACs so that they can elect people to our local governments who will foster the same type of control that they have done at the state level. Now, here in St. Petersburg, many of you may not be aware that they passed the first ordinance in the country to fight Citizens United. Many of you worked on this campaign with us, and I want to thank you publicly for what you've done. For some people, it may seem like a small step, but it is not. What it does, it eliminates PACs, super PACs, and it does not allow donations from any corporation that has more than 5% foreign ownership. Now, why is that important? It's not a business entity, but you may have heard on the news in the last few days that there's some belief that the Russian government has been funding the NRA so that the NRA can run candidates that will support their agenda. This was all made possible by Citizens United. So I would argue and submit to you that the number one thing we have to do as citizens is to get that overturned and eliminate big money in politics. Yeah. The only way good people can run is if they can afford to. And Maria said it best when she says we have to hold our people accountable. And why I say that Trump is not the only problem, our legislators here in Florida, it's an embarrassment how our state government runs. The majority of people want gun control, free choice. All the list goes on and on. We don't want our shores developed. Yet, what they want to do, and Larry Ahern, who is a representative from Pinellas County, now running for the county commissioner, has submitted a bill that they have preemptive rights at the state level to overturn any laws that we pass locally to protect our communities. As we have done with fracking, if we do something and they don't like it, they try to stop us. And I ask anyone out here that lives in Larry Ahern's district, which is the Beaches or John Maroney's own district, we need somebody to run for the Democratic Party in that district for the city or the county commission. And you need to keep on top of your representatives. If they are not supporting the things we want, vote them out of office the next time. They don't deserve two choices. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ray Claire.
And I want to mention that American Promise works with Move to Amend, which has got a lot of support from not only liberals, but also conservatives, and is headed by, or used to be headed by, David Cobb, who I know well and have cooperated with in Move to Amend. So that's a little bit of information what's going on there. Let's go to the next speech, which is the news, St. Petersburg City Councilwoman Gina Driscoll.
That is one sexy man. Anyways, I digress. The next amazing woman that we're going to ask to come on stage is our newly elected council member, Gina Driscoll from District 6. Give it up for Gina Driscoll.
Good afternoon, St. Petersburg. It is so incredible to see this fantastic crowd out here. Thank you all for coming out. Thank you, women, for standing up and letting your voice be heard. And thank you to all of the men out there who understand that women's issues are everyone's issues. And y'all understand that when we have that collective voice, we can really get things done and make real change to make our lives better and to make our city and our country better. Now, a year ago today, I woke up, I put on my nasty woman t-shirt, and I marched with so many of you along our beautiful waterfront to stand up for our values. And I'll tell you, I was so inspired by that, that I decided to run. I ran for an open seat on St. Petersburg City Council, and it was not easy, but I persisted, and I won. And not only that, but my win and the wins of my colleagues means that out of the 8 seats on St. Petersburg City Council, 5 are now held by women. My message to you today is this. When you go home today after all of these great festivities, after this important event, don't sit around and wonder what happens next. Be what happens next. If running for office is not for you, find someone who is running. You met a few of them today. These are people who share your values. Grab them by the hand, lift them up, get them there so that they can go out and help us make those changes that we need. You can do that in so many ways. You can make phone calls for them. You can knock on doors for them. It's a lot more fun than you think, I promise. And you can also have conversations with your friends, your fellow church members, different groups that you're involved in. Just get out there and be talking about the people who hold our values so that we can flip some seats and really get some things going in a progressive fashion for our country. So thank you all so much for being out here today and showing our strength as a community.
Okay, and that was Gina Driscoll, a city councilwoman for the city of St. Petersburg. Next up is Darden Rice, also a two-term city councilwoman from St. Petersburg.
One of the people that I am working with now on our city council is someone, well, you know, she's just another woman who knows how to get things done. Please join me in welcoming my colleague and friend, Councilwoman Darden Rice.
I'm feeling the energy in this crowd. How about you? The energy blew my notes away. Are we ready to turn some outrage and anger into action? Last year we marched 25,000 strong. We came together across the political spectrum. Men and women, people of color, LGBTQ community, and people of all religions marching together against bigotry and marching against hate. We marched. And how far have we come? As we continue to unite to find our voice, we must be sure to continue to lift up the voices of all of our allies. We have a responsibility to be better. We must be better, and we must be better together. We have seen a year in which the most vulnerable among us have been attacked. Policies and laws that we have spent decades working to pass ripped to shreds, where our federal government is now at a standstill because we cannot agree as a nation that children deserve health care and that the dreamers brought here as children years later are told that America is not for you. I know it can feel overwhelming, but let's not give in to fear. Channel your outrage, channel your anger into action. And let's talk about what we do after the march. I urge you, every one of you here, to take this energy and work on the policies that protect the most vulnerable among us. Safe, clean housing that is affordable on all levels so that families can achieve stability and equity. Let's hear it for affordable housing. Let's hear it for police accountability. Trust in our public safety institutions makes all of us safer, whether you are wearing the badge or looking at one. Transportation. Believe me, I sit on a lot of transportation committees. It's a lot of work. It's not always exciting. But in Tampa Bay, the poorest people spend the most money to travel the longest distances to get to the least paying jobs. And the sooner we realize that this isn't just a problem that impacts poor people, the sooner that we will get at real solutions, because we are in this together. Those are the things that we need to start working on tomorrow after the march, because it is the everyday actions that turn the tide. Washington can shut down, but we must keep moving. So let's hear some cheers. Get registered to vote and vote. Engage in advisory committees. Run for office. Volunteer. Commit to moving forward. We have the momentum, but we only progress together. We are a united front, and the energy in this crowd will not be shut down. Thank you.
And And that was Darden Rice, a city councilwoman for the city of St. Petersburg. And now this is Maria Jose, the MC from yesterday's program, introducing Rick Kreisman, the current mayor of the city of St. Petersburg. And yes, the coverage is a little bit St. Petersburg-centric tonight, but we'll have more Women's March coverage next week as well. Here's Maria Jose and Mayor Rick Kreisman.
So I just wanted to say real quick that we are thankful that we have elected officials here that are supporting the Women's March movement. But as regular citizens, it is our duty and our responsibility to hold them accountable to the promises that they make when we elect them in office. So it's really important that we don't just stop at the polls. So if we get a candidate that we've endorsed into office, we need to continue having dialogue and continue to reach out to their office to make sure that they follow through with the promises or with the platform that they ran on. Are you all with me? All right now. So with that being said, we're going to have a couple of our local elected officials to join us on stage. We have Mayor Rick Kreisman is in the house. Oh, he's right behind me. Hey. I didn't recognize you with that beard for a second. He grew a beard on me. So Mayor Kreisman, prior to serving in office at second term as mayor, he also served on council for years. He also served in the Florida legislature prior to that. And Mayor Kreisman has taken some bold initiatives in the city of St. Pete to talk about inclusion and making sure that the sun shines on all residents of St. Pete. And we want to make sure that we continue to support him and hold him accountable in inclusion to that promise. And so please give him support and welcome the mayor of St. Petersburg, Rick Kreisman.
Woo. Good afternoon, St. Petersburg. So I was just telling Representative a quick story I want to share with you that I think you all will get a kick out of. So I was in my office this past week, and I got a phone call from a friend of mine, the mayor of Clearwater, and he said, are you going to the U.S. Conference of Mayors this next week in Washington? I said, I am. He said, well, did you receive an invitation to the White House on Wednesday? And I said, well, no, I didn't get that invitation. He said, oh, I did. And I said, well, I guess I'm not really surprised that I didn't get that invitation. I have to tell y'all, one of the, you know, as mayor, there's a lot of things that I get to do and a lot of events I get to go to that are impactful and have a meaning and move me. And it was a year ago that I saw one of the coolest and most inspiring things that I've ever seen in my 4 years of mayor. And it was when we had a little event that started in Demon's Landing, and they said there was going to be a couple hundred people, and 25,000 showed up. And here you all are again today, and you have showed up again today, and you've showed up to speak out and to let those in leadership in both Washington and Tallahassee know that we're paying attention, that we care about what happens in our country, in our state, in our city. And we put Donald Trump on notice, but we also kicked off the Year of the Woman. Which has already led to more women running for office, and just look at city council and taking office. And that's a great thing. And I have a feeling this November we're going to see the Women's March become the women's tidal wave that you all are going to have created. And it's going to take the women, it's going to take all of us really to unwind the damage that is being done by the Trump administration and the damage that could be done and seems to be the intent to be done this legislative session. So I am so proud to be your mayor. I am proud to be here to stand with you all today and to speak up and speak out against injustice. And I thank you all so much for making this city so doggone special. Thank you all.
And that was Mayor Rick Kreisman, the current mayor, in his second term for the mayorship of the city of St. Petersburg. And that concludes this week's Spectrum 360 TK Weeks. Your final comments for this week's program.
My condolences to the city of Minneapolis. I think that no city should be forced to entertain both Eagles fans and Patriots fans on the same day.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Terribly sorry.
Oh my gosh, I'm not going to say anything. So thank you again, TK Weeks, for everything that you contributed to this program. Come back next week for more Spectrum 360. We'll have continuing coverage from the Women's March, probably have Lisa Perry herself on the program as well. So come back next week for more Spectrum 360.
Well, we will continue at another time.
So goodbye and hello.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Spectrum 360 is produced by Sunburst Media Productions and originates from St. Petersburg, Florida. Executive producer, host, audio engineer, and senior reporter, Mark Skogman. Associate producer, Terry Weeks. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. for 1 hour and online anytime via podcast. To access the podcast, go to www.facebook.com/Spectrum360 Radio Program and click on the program link. Or go to www.tantalk1340.com, click on podcasts, and click on Spectrum 360. Thank you to all our listeners and supporters and the staff of Spectrum 360. Listen next week for another interesting, informative, and entertaining Spectrum 360 radio program.
That's all, folks.